Well, college students might watch tonight's debates huddled around a dorm room TV or at the student center, but it's more likely they'll do as more and more millennials do and view content exclusively on iPads, tablets, laptops, and smartphones, and campus cable providers are adapting. The Philadelphia-based cable giant Comcast is trying to take the lead and preserve its business model in the process. Avi Wolfman-Arendt from Here and Now contributor WHYY has more.
If college students can count on one thing as they return to campus this fall, it's this. A constant barrage of people trying to get them to sign up for stuff.
Come join Penn Association for Gender Equity.
You look like you might just be interested in sound. Do you like sound?
On this particular Tuesday at the University of Pennsylvania, the sign-up sheets are for student clubs, but it could easily be credit cards or bank accounts, or this year, for the first time, a new television service.
Xfinity on Campus is a leading TV streaming solution for universities and colleges, and it's revolutionizing the entertainment experience for students who live on campus. We're
going to go talk. Comcast launched Xfinity on Campus 2 years ago at 7 colleges around the country. This year, 63 have the service. Xfinity on Campus is like your regular cable hookup with two major twists. One, students can stream live television onto their laptops, tablets, or phones and access shows on demand. Two, it comes with a cloud-based DVR that can store up to 20 hours of programming.
This is a product that's designed really for today's students.
Frank Purcell is Comcast's Senior Director of Product Marketing in the Philadelphia region.
College students, I think, are important to most any market. It's always an indicator of what's coming. And, you know, we can certainly, you know, acknowledge that the way that people consume video content is changing dramatically right now.
Those changes aren't necessarily welcome ones for Comcast. The company built its media empire on traditional pay service television, says Michael Goodman, an industry analyst at the firm Strategy Analytics.
Fast forward to today, and we have the democratization of television that you can pretty much watch anything you want, anytime you want, on any kind of device that you want. And who is leading this charge? The millennials.
Thanks to the rise of streaming services such as Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime, young people are watching less and less content on cable television. That trend is particularly pronounced among millennials who live on their own.
And so it really is critical for Comcast's long-term future to create a relationship with these people as early as you can.
Back on Penn's campus, it's clear that students here, like junior Anya Newhouse, still watch plenty of television.
I just finished Freaks and Geeks. Now I am working through True Detective Season 1. But yeah, I watch a lot of other shows.
Newhouse and her roommate Emmy Hancock have a television, but it's more like an accessory.
Usually we just hook up our computer to the TV and stream from our computer, but the TV allows us to see it on a bigger screen, so that's why we have a TV.
College students have always been a sought-after demographic, both because of their youth and because of their earning potential once they leave school. To lure them, Comcast has rolled Xfinity on Campus into students' residential and activity fees. Essentially, students don't have a choice. As soon as they enroll, they are Xfinity on Campus customers. The service also comes with some programming options, like HBO, including hits such as Game of Thrones, that aren't available on other platforms. The question now is whether students will actually use the service, says Colin Dixon, an industry analyst and founder of the research firm Endscreen.
The bet that Comcast is making here is that they can get them hooked on television so that when they leave college, they subscribe. And I'm just not sure that that's a good bet right now.
Dixon thinks Xfinity on Campus is a clever product, but it doesn't capture all the new types of shows young people are watching, like videos posted on YouTube.
For them, entertainment is not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. They have a relationship with the YouTube stars that they follow. So I'm just not sure that TV will resonate with them in the same way that it does with the rest of us.
Yes, the revolution is coming. Comcast can only hope it'll be televised. For Here and Now, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt.